Hello. You're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition.
This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. America shot down a Chinese balloon over the Atlantic in what the Pentagon said was American airspace. Beijing responded with a sharp statement accusing the Biden administration of, quote, seriously violating international conventions. Earlier, Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, postponed a planned trip to China after the Pentagon detected the suspected spy balloon flying over sensitive military sites. China said that political trust with Russia had deepened following a meeting between the two countries' foreign ministers last week. The announcement came exactly 1 year after President Xi Jinping's declaration that the two countries enjoy a, quote, friendship without limits. China has largely shown indifference to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. India's market regulator sought to calm nervous investors, saying the country's stock market remains stable despite, quote, unusual price movement in the stocks of a business conglomerate. This appeared to be a reference to the collapse in the share price of the Adani Group, a business empire that underpins much of India's economy. The group has lost around $100 billion in market value since Hindenburg Research, a short seller, called the business empire a giant con. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested the government's planned judicial reforms for the fifth consecutive weekend. The proposals of the right-wing government, led by Benjamin Netanyahu, would curb the Supreme Court's independence and limit its power over the executive. Critics of the reforms include Mr. Netanyahu's political opponents, as well as some of the country's economists and business leaders. The Democratic Party's National Committee voted to reshuffle the order of its presidential primaries. The new calendar prioritizes more diverse states, ones that also support Joe Biden in the 2020 election. South Carolina will now go first, and New Hampshire and Nevada will follow. The reordering comes as a blow to Iowa, which lost its opening vote. Japan will restrict exports of the machines that make advanced semiconductors to China from this spring, according to Kyodo News. America has been cajoling allied countries to introduce controls on chip exports to China, amid concerns that access to advanced semiconductor technology will give China a military edge. So far, only the Netherlands had agreed to do so. Researchers exploring a cave system in Spain discovered evidence that cave bears, a prehistoric species that went extinct around 24,000 years ago, may have lived further south than previously thought. The researchers found that the walls of the vast cave, which had been sealed off for thousands of years, had been clawed at by the creatures. Martin Lermer, the scientific director of the excavation, said the find, quote, opens a new door on prehistory. Correction, in Friday's edition, we misspelt the name of Polish director Jerzy Skolimowski as Skolimowski. Sorry. And word of the week, teledildonics, the term in pornography for virtual sex encounters using remotely controlled toys.
That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app, or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. to get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.